Thank you. That was a great short introduction. Nice to meet you all. Unlike Dave this morning, I am not the world's most natural presenter, so I do apologise if I lose my way or if I start to stumble. I need the lectern because it's my safety blanket, but I will do my best to keep you engaged as we go through this. So I thought I'd start by telling you a little bit about myself and my career to date. And I guess I'd describe myself as a bit of a career magpie. I've been consistently attracted by new things, not necessarily always shiny things, but things that I haven't tried before. So I've tended to go for roles that I thought would stretch me in terms of growing my skills, challenge me. And that's why in the last 20 years, I've held various different roles in operations, administration, PR, marketing, brand, corporate communications, internal communications, and most recently, employer brand. The other way that I think I'm a bit like a magpie is my interest in building things. And magpie nests, I've learned, as a process of putting this together, are incredibly complex constructions that last for years. They don't just build them for one nesting season. They want them to last so they can return to them. And I'm kind of the same. I don't really want to take something on unless it's something I can see through from start to finish. And that's one of the reasons I tend to stay in organisations quite a long time. I'm coming up to 11 years at Alex Partners at the moment. And I stay there for a long time because I really like to get under the skin of things. And I really like to build things that last in the long term. And I guess Alex Partners has met my current kind of career magpie needs in the opportunity that it's given me to grow and challenge myself. In the time I've been there, I've had 5 different roles and I've lived on 2 continents. So I guess the other question you might be asking, because we are the world's best kept consulting secret, is who is Alex Partners? The boring explanation is that we are a global professional consulting services firm. We operate in 26 countries. We have 3,000 people. We started out in restructuring. That's still very much part of our heritage, but now we're focused on helping businesses manage themselves through disruption. I guess more interestingly, if I was going to characterise us as people, I'd say we're real go-getters with a strong bias for change. We're people who like to run towards the fire and we sort of don't stop until it's been put out. And I think that nature of the type of people that we employ is what's driven us on this quite extraordinary journey that I was just telling you about. So in the time I've been there, we've grown 3 times in employee size and at least that in revenue. And we've reached this kind of critical pivot point now that most consulting firms do when they get to our size, is that transition from going from a large specialist consulting firm to a kind of more elite firm at scale. And given that our people are our product, we know it's our people who are going to have to take us there on that journey. So 6 years ago, I was asked to set up internal communications as a function for Alex Partners. We didn't have an internal communications practice at all before that. And I love doing that, and it's been pretty successful, I think. But more recently, on the back of that, I've been asked to think about how our employer brand should look and how that can help us drive our growth strategy. I'm not going to pretend that we're there. We're still very much on that journey, and we've got a lot still to do and a lot still to learn. But I thought it might be interesting to share what I've learned so far and how I feel internal comms plays such a critical role in building an employer brand. So generally, I'm a pretty logical kind of person. If I'm given a new challenge, I try and first think about what success looks like, and then I do a bit of analysis as to where we are now, and then I map out the steps of how I'm going to get there. And whilst I've got 0 medical background or experience at all, it occurred to me that it's probably the same way that a medical professional would approach a, you know, health problem. And for that reason and that reason alone, I've decided to go with a bit of a medical analogy for our talk today, hence the anatomy of title. So up first is the heart. I believe that internal comms has to be very much at the heart and is the heart in many ways of successful employer branding. And I think that because it's responsible for getting people to feel something, getting people to feel that they're on a journey together, helping people understand the direction of the company, its vision, mission, and strategy. It's also responsible for helping us understand what makes the organisation and its people tick, helping employees understand their value so that they really feel like an integral part of the business, but also helping to break down some of those barriers between leadership and employees. And lastly, I think internal comms really helps to drive that emotional connection to the organisation and to their colleagues. So creating a sense of shared values, celebrating achievements, which all drive employee engagement. So with my medical analogy, the heart pumps blood all around the body, and internal comms, I think, helps to pump the culture all around the organisation. So when asked to think about our employer brand, I started by thinking about our culture. And I brought together a cross-functional group to have a look at what our culture is and what we want it to be for different audience groups. I think we all felt that we have a really strong culture at Alex Partners, but given the ambitions that we have for growth, we needed to make sure that we don't lose that strength and we don't dilute it by adding more people, by making acquisitions, etc., and making sure that we keep it as a defining feature of our employee experience. So we looked at all the different facets, I guess, that make up a culture, and these might be different in different organisations, but for us it was, you know, what's our market focus and our adaptability look like? What is our strategy and vision? What are our systems and policies? What's our career development programmes? What are our values and behaviours? And rated each of those on where we are today. And then we also looked at who we are as people, you know, sort of benchmark, finger in the air, who are we as people, as well as who we want to hire going forwards. So what are the characteristics that make us different and what do they mean in terms of behaviours that we might need in the future? Next up, the second part of my anatomy, is the ears, or I guess more specifically, listening. So again, internal comms is so important to employer brand because it helps with understanding the sentiment. What does it really feel like to work here? What kind of people will really fit and how does that compare to what we think? It also helps us understand how efforts are being interpreted. So, you know, internal comms plays a role of inspiring and motivating employees to give really honest feedback on what's working and what's not, which is essential as you're building out an employer brand. So internal comms as a function helped us with some intentional information gathering. So we looked at poll survey data, focus groups, we held one-to-one discussions, we looked at new joiner and exit interviews, for example. And internal comms helped us with the infrastructure and with the connections to do that analysis. So we talked about things like what are the elements of our culture we need to preserve and protect, what are the things we aspire to, what's holding us back, are the things that just aren't good or places in the firm where our culture doesn't feel good, and what are the characteristics and behaviours that are going to drive us to success. This is the last part of my medical analogy. Which is the mouth or the voice. So internal comms can really help with guiding the employer brand voice. I think internal comms has a good sense of what is the right tone of voice and what are the right words that are going to resonate and feel authentic. And it can also help us with thinking about how to showcase the employer brand. You know, employees are always going to be the best source of telling the story, sharing their own authentic career journeys and experiences. And internal comms, again, is going to help us source those stories. Alongside that, internal comms can help us build ambassadors for our employer brand. Who's going to engage with our content across our external channels? Who's going to help celebrate their colleagues and ultimately then make referrals for potential recruits or clients to the firm? So after we've gone through this whole journey of listening, understanding how things feel, etc., we began to try and define our culture, which is not as easy as you think it is. But we started by thinking about how it is that we do things around here to succeed, and we established four areas of success. So it's critical first that we work together collaboratively across the organisation. Just in the nature of business, we have to do the right thing, both legally and morally. Our product is our people, so we don't have a business without them, and we have to make sure we retain them. And we have to make sure that we're the best at what we do. Our tagline is when it really matters, and so we have this brand that we have to live up to and make sure that we're the very best. These four areas then needed to be aligned to our purpose and to our vision, and we needed to break that down by the different audience groups, and at high level are society, clients, and people. And then we also needed to make sure that our long-standing core values that were established when Alex Partners was more than 40 years ago, the values we live by every day, are going to help drive success and drive that culture. As I said, we know that cultures never stand still. We know that Alex Partners is constantly evolving and changing, and so we'll continue to iterate this, but we needed some way of framing what exactly our culture is. And the reason we needed that is that we used it to as the sort of building blocks, I guess, for working on our employee value proposition, which was the first piece of our employer brand that we looked at. So we wanted a set of messages that we could use to communicate with candidates and employees across all mediums. It needed to be part of the firm's brand narrative, but it also needed to be a recruitment and motivational tool to articulate how we're different in the market and also our principles of action. We knew it needed to resonate internally as much as it did externally, so authenticity was really key for us. So again, we began with a bit of discovery. Our talent acquisition team reached out to candidates in the pipeline, our recruitment agencies that we used to get under the skin of what was most important to candidates and to hiring managers, as well as how we stacked up against our competitors. We also went to around 30 of our internal leadership stakeholders to understand how they currently described Alex Partners to potential recruits and what they thought were going to be the most important concepts. And there was a real mismatch. So our leaders, when we spoke to them, they were really focused on the things we used to be, not where we are now or where we're going. And it really didn't match at all with what we heard from candidates and agencies. So we knew we had to get that leadership buy-in to be able to implement. And, you know, Alex Partners people are generally pretty opinionated and they kind of all think they're the experts. So we needed to think about how we were going to influence them to the right course of action. So the way we approached it was to do two versions of our employee value proposition. The first, which you're seeing on the screen here, essentially synthesized and fed back exactly what our leaders had told us was really important. And then we asked them to take 10 minutes, have a read of it, as if they were reading it on our website, for example, as a potential recruit, and then tell us what they would take away from it, what stood out to them, what they would remember. And the answer was not much, which isn't a huge surprise. So then we showed them this version, which we developed with a more marketing-led lens, and went through the same exercise, with just four things to remember: purpose, inclusive, success, careers. The leaders then felt that they could develop their own authentic proof points to talk to candidates about what it is that makes us different. And I will say we have a lot more words than this to describe our EVP that we plug and play into materials, but we needed a really simple, impactful and effective version that people could embed and memorise. And I think what this says to me is that employer branding really has to be a team effort. You need the people with the recruitment experience, of course, but you can't do it without people with the experience of marketing, content experience, events experience, because they're all the people that are going to bring it to life. And I suppose if I go back to my medical analogy just briefly, that would be the same in that situation. In any sort of care team, it might include doctors, nurses, but also social care workers, caseworkers, family, friends, etc. It's a team effort. So where we are now is we're thinking about how to bring our employer brand and our EVP to life throughout the employee journey. And again, internal communications, I think, is critical at every stage of this. So if we take the left side, sort of before you've joined Alex Partners, in developing campaigns to attract candidates, we knew we needed authentic stories, and it's, you know, those need to come from our own people. So internal comms is helping us to source those stories, and we're reusing a lot of the content we've developed for internal use externally. At the other end of the funnel, as an alumni, we share employee stories and employee successes with our alumni, but also the other way around. So to create this feeling that you're still part of the Alex Partners family, even if you're not with the organisation anymore. And they actually, we get a couple of benefits from that. So our alumni are a really great source of client work for us, referrals for client work, but they're also a really great source of referrals for candidates to join us. And we've increased our boomerang employees as well, which is great. And then the whole middle section, of course, internal comms is essential for keeping engagement of your current employees, no matter where they are in their journey. And we've one of the things we're thinking about at the moment is this whole kind of Moments That Matter series, tied to our When It Really Matters brand. So key touch points for employees at different parts of their career journey. So for example, at the end of year one, we have a program with them around building your personal brand, because that's the time when they've got under the skin of Alex Partners, they're, you know, settled into their work, and it's now about how are you going to take your brand and build it and go forward. We looked at where we have real retention issues, and there was a commonality in our sort of mid-levels between year two and three that people started thinking about, you know, am I going to stay at Alex Partners? Am I, you know, going to try and get a promotion to a new level somewhere else? So again, we've designed this communications campaign to really engage people at that critical point when they're trying to make the decision about whether to stay or whether to move on, talking to them about their career journeys, talking to them about development opportunities, and also talking to them about retention programs we have. So they're about to become eligible for our shadow equity program, for example, so helping them understand the long-term wealth creation as well as staying. And then another one, we're looking at on promotion to new levels. We're looking at when you become a manager for the first time. Again, helping to give the tools at that moment that matters in time to the employees to help them be successful, but also using that as a way of capturing their stories. How have they got to where they've got to? Who's helped them along the way, and what's got them that promotion or that managerial role? So, in summary, and based on my experience, which is my experience at Alex Partners, I guess, around this, having a healthy employer reputation is really about having that balance between all aspects of employer brand, all aspects of internal communications, with culture very much at the centre. And that means it can't be the responsibility of one function. It has to be the responsibility of everyone. You need the expertise of those who understand the audiences, those who understand the market you're operating in, specialist skills to put it into action, and most importantly, you need your employees to engage. And I think taking a holistic approach means that you end up with a strong and positive employer reputation, but additionally, you also drive a culture of engagement, collaboration, and innovation amongst employees. And these are the two things that sit really nicely side by side. And I think if you take that kind of approach, you end up with an employer brand and a group of employees that feel they're in an authentic and real situation, and the culture feels like it's going to stay healthy for the future. That was all I had to say. Happy to take any questions if anyone's got anything.
David.
It was. And I'm not sure that Alex Partners has done things necessarily in the most sensible order. But we've done it we've always done it quickly, and we've done it when it's become a sort of critical issue. So internal comms became a bit of a critical issue at the end of 2017. We'd been through a number of changes as an organisation. I mean, we've always grown quickly, but we'd made a number of acquisitions, a couple of which had been quite difficult and challenging. And there suddenly became this realization that we are too big now to keep our employees engaged and help them feel like they're communicated with what we were doing before, which was largely, you know, in local markets, et cetera. So we built our internal comms function in 5 months, launched the platform in 4 months, set the content strategy and direction. That was going really well, and we've always had great engagement on the platform. I was talking to someone earlier. We had a change during the pandemic, which I'm sure most organisations did, and we just got to the point where we had really strong engagement across business leadership in all the different departments and functions, with people really engaged and really up for talking about their part of the business and you know, keeping it at a business level conversation, as well as all the personal stuff. With the pandemic, obviously things switched overnight, where it was all about people, you know, helping people feel safe, helping people understand how to remote work, helping people to think about how to engage in a virtual world. And I think we're only now just starting to get back to that internal comms as a business topic and a place for people to learn about the business. But aside from that, yes, we were established in internal comms, and it just happened by chance that, which is how my career has gone at AlixPartners, that someone said, oh, you know, we need to hire this many, X many people this year, and, you know, we're struggling to get candidates through the door, we're struggling to get people engaged, you know, what can you do to help us? And that's where the whole employer brand piece came from, and why I'm doing it, I guess. So internal comms, and part of the reason we have we actually have the dynamic signal platform, which obviously is owned by First Up, but part of the reason we chose that was the really strong data. So all of our internal comms data is measured through that, with the addition then of some, you know, poll surveys and focus groups and in-person stuff that we do. On the people side, and we partner really closely with our HR team to review all of the data that we get around a people perspective. So we have access to all of the exit interviews. We have access to all of the new joiner. You know, they have 3 and 6 month check-in, etc. We have all of access to all of that data, and we partner with them to figure out where are the challenges. You know, and it's. Some of it's in certain parts of the business, and some of it's with certain levels where we can see the trends over time. You're able to see the trends of how long people are there, and then, you know, and so we then partner with them on the comm side. So there's a few things about AlixPartners. Everyone is really opinionated, but they also really empower people. And coming from Big Four, which is where I was before AlixPartners, which I frankly found frustrating because it just took too long. There was too much bureaucracy. You couldn't get a decision made if your life depended on it. AlixPartners is very different, and the leadership tend to really appreciate someone who comes along and says, I've got an idea, and this is why I think we should do this idea, and this is what I think the outputs are going to be. And typically they'll say, sounds good, go and get on with it. So from that perspective, it was really straightforward, because I went along and said, we've got this challenge around internal comms, this is the way I think we should address it, this is what I'm going to need you to do. Great, go and get on with it. Of course, the reality, when you actually come down to it and you say to them, okay, what are your business priorities for the next 6 months? You know, what is it that you want people in your team to know? That's when you start to, you know, it starts to get harder, because they don't necessarily, they're running at a million miles an hour as well, and they're not necessarily thinking about it. So it's then having to try and help them unpick that. But I'm lucky, and I've been there a long time, and I have a really strong network and a, you know, good relationships with most of the senior executives, some of which I've built by being really bluntly honest with them. And I think that's worked. So.
We have about 5 more minutes, so we still have some time. If there's any other questions? Yes, please.
I've got a question. You mentioned that your internal comms function was set up in 2017, and it's all quite established when you started looking at your employer brand. My question was around how did defining your employer brand, if you know the answer to this, impact your sort of internal comms content strategy?
And we're still kind of working through that. And this is probably what I was saying. We haven't always done things in the right order. We've tended to do them when they got most critical. And now, having spent the time thinking about our culture, if we'd done some of that work before we launched our internal comms strategy, we might have had a different strategy from the outset. So I think now it's about going back and retrofitting it. But at the same time, you know, we don't stand still as an organisation, and actually we look quite different to how we looked 6 years ago anyway. And, you know, the pandemic has driven some of that. We all work in a different way. You know, we used to have a much stronger mix of in-person as well as digital communications, which, you know, has changed. So I don't really see a problem with doing that. It just, you know, it's continuous improvement,
yeah, absolutely.
I guess. Yeah.
It's...
I think it has, for sure, shifted our content, and I think it will continue to shift our content. But I also think we're going to have a, you know, probably in another 3 years' time, we'll have a whole new set of priorities and challenges and issues that we're going to want to address. So,